So, we're continuing in the sugya of Smichas Lulav Tefila. And if you recall, the machlokas is whether there's a din of Smichas Lulav Tefila at night or only during the day. Okay? And the Gemara justified it by Ivo Yisem Asfar, Ivo Yisem Akra. If you want, you could be Dorish based on a Svara. If you want, it's based on a Pasuk. So the Svara was, you say that the Geula, the nighttime Geula, which is not a full Geula, we didn't, as we explained, you don't really experience the Geula at night if they didn't leave, but yet conceptually it is Geula because Hashem caused Paro to free us. You say that that's Mechayiv in Geula Tefila. Right? That was the first approach. Okay? That was the first approach. Wait a second.
What daf was this?
What's that? This is daf, the other base. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's, that was the Yibai Shema Shlava. But then the Gemara has Yibai Shema Kra. Alternatively, you can learn out this whole thing based on Psukim, and the Machlokas comes down to Psukim. So what's that? The Gemara says, So you see this, it's like the third medium sized line. They both learn out the same process. The Siv, Vishach Bachav Kumacha. Right? Vishach Bachav Kumacha. When you lie down and when you get up. Rabbi Yochanan Sovar, Makesh Chiva Lakima. You compare going lying down and getting up. Makima Krishma Vakatila. Just like getting up. In the getting up, you first do Krishma and then you do Tvila, right? Chakras Av Shiva Nami Krishma Vakatila. So too, in the going to sleep, you do Krishma and then Tvila, right? But Yeshua Savar, no. Makesh Chiva Lakima. He still also compares to Kima, but differently. Ma Kima Krishna Samach Lamitatsa. Just like by Krishna, just like by getting up, the Krishna is near your bed. Namely, before Shmona Asrei, Av Shriva Nami Krishna Samach Lamitatsa. So to in Shriva, you do Krishna close to your bed. Namely after Shmona Asrei. Right? Okay, let's see Rashi. Ma ki ma Krishna vachyach tvila. The reshachar is kula humodu deboi the mesmach. Right, definitely reshachar. You definitely have to smith for good. Yeah. Okay. So that's basically it. Right? I mean, that's the fact. So this is saying is they get it from the pasuk. Right? They get it from the pasuk. Okay? The comparison between Shiva and Kima, the different ways of learning the comparison between Shiva and Kima. Okay, do you say that Shiva and Kima, you just like they both have to have Krishna first and then Tefila? Right? What do you say? No. That differently. Just like they both have to have Krishna near your bed. Near your bed. He's near you're going to near your bed, right? Okay? So the question is, what's the svara? Right? What's the svara for these two sides? These two ways of looking at it.
I'm sorry, what was the first side that you said?
First side says it's just like when you go to sleep, just like when you wake up, the Krishna comes first, and then the tefila. So two, when you go to sleep, same thing. Krishna comes first, and then the tefila.
I think.
What? You say. Again.
Oh, so in the side of the whole, Krishna is always close to when you're going to sleep or waking up. Is that saying that you would, in the process of davening Marv, say Krishma after Tefillah?
Yes, exactly. You just know that, that's right. And then you do Krishna. Exactly. It's a different state of Maya. Exactly. It's interesting, right?
Yeah.
Right, but it's interesting because it's not quite Kriya Shema near your bed. Because, after all, you do have a... Like, there's no halacha that you're not allowed to do anything after Kriya Shema. This is not Kriya Shema Lamita, I mean, this is Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema Shalavis. So there's no din, it's not saying that you can't do any activity after your Kriya Shema. So Samach Lamitasa really just means, in terms of your ordering of it, right? In terms of your ordering of it, Kriya Shema comes after Shemona Esrei. Right? This whole thing is funny, right? I mean, what does this have to do with Nizgul Tefillah? I mean, in a certain sense, this is more about the order, I guess, of Kriya Shema and Tefillah, right? It's not quite about the concept of being Somech them, right? And this has absolutely nothing to do with the whole Svara. Like, it's not clear how this whole thing fits together, the Svara and the Kra, you know?
In the first way, couldn't you also make the argument that just like let's assume that the nighttime one is the order is tefillah and then shema. So then couldn't you just argue that just like the nighttime one is tefillah and then shema, so too the daytime one should be tefillah and then shema. Like why
right,
is the country motivated?
Right. So maybe that's what Rashi. Maybe that's what Rashi says. He's bothered by that. He says, the Shachas Kula Moda Dubai Mesla. Maybe he's saying everyone agrees by Shachas, you need to do Smith Gold Tvila. That's a given. I guess because the concept of Smith Gold Tvila. No one's denying that idea. Question now is, given that information, right, it sounds like that. Maybe in terms of the din of Smith Gold Tvila, maybe he agrees by Shachas, you definitely have it. But now, the Chokas isn't whether you extend the Svara to Ma'ariv. Maybe everyone agrees in terms of the Svara alone. Yes, Mr. Goldfield, it wouldn't be a night. It would just be in the morning. Only thing is, but now you have this Hekesh, Zer Shava, whatever the Hekesh, between Shachar and Kamacha. So it sounds like, as soon as you know Shachar has to be Smigul and then Tfilah, because Mr. Goldfield, oh, so now Shachar is also, Ma'ariv also. Right, but it seems like that's your starting point. It seems like there is a starting point of Geula, right? Of Geula first by Shachas.
It seems like it's one way. I mean, when you have Smicha Geula Tzila, so you're setting up the tefillos in an order. So the tefillos in an order of you can have Geula first and then tefillah. Shachar of Kumecha. I don't know why the Shachar of Kumecha, but they seem to be the first also.
Chris, your phone is like, I don't know, or this is my phone. It's a little cutting out. It's hard for me to hear you. Do you guys hear? Do you hear him fine?
No, it's him.
What's that? What's that?
Yeah, something could be here too.
It's choppy there too, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'll try again. I'll call in.
Oh, okay.
So there is no Geula at night, though, according to this flex. Either way.
Oh, well, there's Geula, but it sounds like intrinsically there's no din of Geula at night. Sounds that way. intrinsically there is none. There might be, but not intrinsically. More b'toras. More b'toras.
Is that better?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, it doesn't sound so good. All right.
No, I don't know. You didn't get the fuck out.
Oh, all right. I did. I gave a whole speech. You didn't hear it? according to one side, it's the order of the tefillos. The order of tefillos is b'shachar kumecha. It's geula then tefila. According to the other side, it seems that it's the activity of the person. The activity of the person is he's in bed, and then he does geula, and then he does tefila. And then you're going to do it the other way. The bed is going to end up the last thing, and you're going to do tefila, and then you're going to do geula. The order of the person is going from bed to geula to tefila, or the reverse.
Again, I'm not following you. Try again.
One side is that it's the order of the person in the day.
Okay.
The order of the person is from bed to geula and then tefila. And then ending the day, he's going to wind down the day. He's going to do tefila, he's going to do geula, and then he's going to be in bed. It's an order of the person's yom. Now, why? I don't know how that relates to Shachar of Kumecha, though. I guess that is. Shachar of Kumecha is the order that a person goes through in a day.
But you're kind of going like in a backwards order, though, right?
Well, you're ending up in bed, and you start... Yeah, you're ending up in bed, though. Because, one, you're doing a reverse of getting out of bed and getting into bed.
Right.
So the highlight of your day is going to be tefila. Now, as you go up to it or as you go down from it, you're going to pass geula, and then you're going to end up in bed. It's like going up a curve or coming down the curve.
I know, but what's the svara for that? You know, like... You could equally say, you know, go up the same order in the day and the same order in the night. The wake morning you wake up and you do shach, you do shmosh, kishmah, and tefillah, and then in the evening you do the same thing.
Oh, of course, the person winds up in the morning and he winds down in the night. I don't know.
But what's the svara of kishmah winding up to tefillah, and that, like, what's the... You know, it's not like you're brushing your teeth and getting out of bed. I mean, you're doing Kriya Shema Tefillah. Like, what's the sense that that type of analysis applies? Kind of interesting because altogether, I mean, Tefillah or Ma'ariv is not as the Rabbanon at best, right? So it's hard to believe that so they can be a real deraisa. Shachar Kumecha means that when you go to sleep, you first do Shmon Esrei, and then you do Ma'ariv, or vice versa, because Ma'ariv itself isn't a deraisa. Right? So it's hard to know. This whole thing must be some sort of asmachta. You know what I mean?
It seems. Yeah.
No, but it could be, like, you can't set up an order that goes against that. Like, you can't like, set up a takana that creates, like, a hapsik.
Right. Yeah, okay, you can say something like that. But the point is still a son of smachta, right?
You're not really chayav in the field in the first place.
Yeah, right. But I hear what you're saying. It's a good point. It's a good approach. I mean, even though it's a smachta, but, like, given that there is this deraisa idea, so the Rabbanon is setting up the order, they're going to keep in mind the deraisa or something like that. Right? Doing the chest thing, and that's what you're there.
down to Digger Chest, and it's so much cheaper. Yeah. It's a lot cheaper, and it's really just... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Talk later, okay? Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Like if they're creating like a Seder Halila, it needs to like fit into the Doraisa Seder Halila and not mess it up.
Okay. Right.
You mean they're patterning it alongside the Doraisa? So you have a Doraisa and you're doing it in the morning, and now they're patterning the Drabanan alongside the same way they patterned the Doraisa in the morning.
So that's going to argue that, it's going to argue that you do Kriya Shema first or you do Tefillah first?
Yeah, so I was saying that you should do Tefillah first then.
Because that's what you do in the morning?
The problem with the Torah is I could see arguing it both ways.
Right, in theory, right? Because you want to follow the order you do in the morning, so the order you do in the morning is Kriya Shema Tefillah, so you do that again.
No, you should do Tefillah first at night, because the Doraisa sets up like a Seder Halila of you do the Shema. Wait, hang on a second. Never mind, let me think it through a little more.
Well, how about the question could be, how did the Doraisa organize the order? Was the order organized in terms of the Tefillos, or is the order organized in terms of man's activity? Going back to my old... Now you're saying that it was patterned alongside the Doraisa. What was the Doraisa?
I mean, even Smith's Gold Tefillah itself is hard to say it's really a Doraisa. Right? Because, I mean, Tefillah Shacharis is not really a Doraisa. I mean, Doraisa is just daven once a day. Not necessarily Shacharis. I mean, Kriya Shema all night and Kriya Shema all day, that's Doraisa. But Tefillah, right? Even Shacharis isn't quite a Doraisa.
I mean, now you're going, according to the other side, you're saying, oh, in terms of activity, it sounds good, but in terms of tefillah, it doesn't sound good. A person doesn't have a chiyuv of gula every day.
Gula?
Well, being involved in Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shema.
I mean, I guess maybe it's just Mitzrayim. Yeah, but what about Tvila? Tvila, okay. He doesn't have a Chi of Tvila and Shachas.
No, but he has a Chi of Tvila of one today. Now, that Tvila, it doesn't necessarily have to be Shachas, but it would make more sense to be doing that as the first activity that you're doing. You have a Chi of Tvila every day. Turns out that we do it in Shachar.
I know, but is a chiyuv of doing Gula L'Tfila D'Oraisa? If Tfila could be Mincha, so then
right.
It's hard to say that it's, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to tie too many things to a bit far. Right.
If you're going to say that it's, you do the same thing in the morning and the evening, right? So then, when the Torah is equating the two, it's referring to the time, to the times. Just as the avoda that you do during the morning is the avoda, the Seder avoda that you do at night. It's equating the two times. If you're going to say that you flip it for the nighttime, then it's including the bed part in the Seder. It's not just referring to the time. It's talking about it's including the whole Seder. It's including that in the Seder of the Avoda. It's not just referring to the times. But then
it's still reversed, like, right?
Yeah. You reverse it in order to keep the order the same.
Well, the order is reversed, but I guess it depends.
No, because if you include the bed in the order, then you have to flip it in order to keep it the order the same. Like,
yes, but you could argue the order is not the same; it's very much the opposite. You know,
but not if you have to have the bed in the order. That's the only way to do it. To keep it, otherwise, you're just. You could
go to sleep, or you could wake up. I mean, who's to say that you have to have the same order? I mean, you're right. You can't really have the same order because one of them you're waking up when you're going to sleep. So it's like, who's to say there is this same order thing in the first place, you know? It's not quite the same. It's different. So you're right. You can't do it the same. It's not possible to do the same because one you're waking up when you're going to sleep. So, like, it's a sort of a similar reverse order, but reverse isn't exactly the same.
Yeah, it's just the maintenance of smicha between the bed and the shema.
Right. Okay, so let's start the first side, okay? The first side. I think the second one's a little harder anyways. The first side is saying that there's Kriya Shema of Kumecha. I mean, the Torah is setting up mitzvah of Kriya Shema twice a day when you get up, when you go to sleep. All right? Two mitzvahs of Kriya Shema. You get up when you go to sleep. All right? And when I'm doing Kriya Shema, it's not shot that they're like two different mitzvahs. Two isolated, separate mitzvahs, which I happen to do at different times, but rather it's like two sides of the same mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of the Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, saying Kriya Shema, B'Shachlo Kamecha. It's like one mitzvah, one unit of B'Shachlo Kamecha. So, maybe in order to reflect that, if you will, is like there's a mitzvah Kriya Shema. There's like a mitzvah Kriya Shema, which is expanded. There's the mitzvah Kriya Shema itself, Then there's the mitzvahs Kriya Shema, which incorporates the berachas Kriya Shema and Geula, and it leads into Tefillah. Like, that's the way you do Kriya Shema. You have the expanded Kriya Shema, which incorporates Geula, and that Geula is a lead-in, it's a segue into Shemoneh Esrei. Right? Geula is because of all the ideas of Geula and Tefillah. So what basically saying is that in order to, they wanted to retain a unified structure, if you will, to unify unity between the two segments of this mitzvah of Kriya Shema, they structured the two Kriya Shemas in tandem, same structure. We do the same Seder HaTfilos in the morning and at night, which is what we do, right? You do Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. So it's like you're, it's a replica. Replica of the Seder HaTfilos, because they really are doing the same thing twice. In two stages of my life, I'm involved in Kabbalah Sol and all the surrounding ideas and the lead-in of those ideas into a tefillah. So that's like a reasonable Seder. That's the right Seder tefillah, which they designed in the morning. And now at night, it's not a brand new thing. At night, you're just doing something different. You're doing the same thing. It's just that you want to do it twice. So they maintain the same structure. Right, the backward structure isn't the same structure. The structure is the structure. Yeah? Sounds okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. So now the other side, what does he say? He's saying is it should be samach l'mitaso. You want the geula, right, or the Kriya Shema, let's say Kriya Shema Geula, let's say. The thing is, Kriya Shema Samach Lemitasa. Rav Shriva Nami, Kriya Shema Samach Lemitasa. So what's this idea of Samach Lemitasa? Kriya Shema Samach Lemitasa.
Did you say, I really like the structure of the D'oraisa, is that you have to bookend your day with Kriya Shema? Like that has to be sort of the beginning and end of the day?
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, you mean that's when you samach l'mitasa, you mean your day, b'shach tov k'macha. When you get up, when you go to sleep. You do Kriya Shema on the bookends of the human day, right? Your day is defined by Kavos Olam Shemayim, right when you wake up, right when you go to sleep. When you get up from bed, when you go to sleep from bed. Samach l'mitasa. Okay. Okay, good. I hear you.
I think it's the word machokas then, because it's kind of just like they're talking past each other at that point.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's like, does Geula win, or does this idea win?
Right. Right, and what about if I'd ask you this? Two questions. This one is, but there's no halacha that you have to do it close to your bed, right? There's no halacha, for instance, even if you're saying you do Kriya Shema, and then Tevila, and then Kriya Shema, well, there's no halacha that you can't go for a bike ride afterwards. Right? It's not, there's no din of it being Samach
L'mitasa. I guess in terms of, like, Seder Hayom, though, it's the first and last part of maybe the, like the voda that we do.
Ah, right. Even in terms of that voda, that's
You don't have tefillah close to the bed.
What?
You're breaking the tefillah. You're breaking from having tefillah close to the bed.
Yeah, right. What's the problem of having tefillah close to the bed? I mean, is it positively we want tefillah close to bed, let Kriya Shema close to bed, or is it we don't want tefillah? You think here, it sounds like it's saying Kriya Shema Samacha Mitasa.
Yeah, it sounds like it's saying Kriya Shema.
It's neither, really. It's just a Seder.
Yeah, it's just a Seder. I know. It's just like it's funny to say the Seder of Samacha Mitasa.
But Samach in terms of the Seder, not Samach in terms of, like, you flop right into bed right after.
Yeah. Right, but I guess then what's the idea, you know? Yeah. And let me ask you this. And the Shachla Gumecha doesn't really mean when you lie down and when you get up. Right, like, for example, Beis Shammai held, it sort of does, right? Because Beis Shammai held that you do Kriya Shema Shel Shachar when you stand up, standing. And Kriya Shema Shel Arvis when you're lying, right? So he held it really means, like, it just means the position. It doesn't literally mean while you're doing it, but in a certain sense, it sounds like he's trying to connect it up with the getting up and going to sleep. He says the position of it is even the position of getting up, the position of going to sleep, right? Right, but we hold, and no, Meshela holds, the Shachla of Kamecha just means the Zman Shibnei Adam Shachla, no, the Zman Shibnei Adam Kamecha, right? Not literally when you're getting up, when you're lying down. It's not true, Kershel Kedarko, any position. But rather, it means it's the Zman of Shachla, and the Zman of Kamecha.
Right.
Okay. So, right, which means like whatever from, you know, after, say, something gets dark till people go to sleep, or in the morning until 3 hours in the day, right? It doesn't literally mean when you get up and you know, when you go to sleep. It means this man, when people go up and when people go to sleep. Right? So is that a question of what you're saying or not really?
No, that's good.
It's good.
Because you see, you don't really have to go to sleep. There's no chiyuv to sleep at night.
Okay.
So what do you mean doing it in the evening? It just happens to be that time of day? Or that's why would save Kumecha if it's that even that's the time of day that people go to sleep?
Yeah, like that's like the way it goes usually. Like, you're not necessarily getting up. Maybe you didn't sleep that night and you're not getting up at all. But that's still the time. You still have until 3 hours into the day to say Kriya Shema.
You mean it's just defining as man?
Yeah, it's like assuming sleep. You're kind of like it's a Seder. The whole thing is kind of like assuming you're sleeping like a normal person, but you don't have to.
So I guess the question is also, so I guess the idea is question also, like, what's the machlokes? What's the machlokes, right?
Is it bookends or is it a repeat? Like is the whole day taken into account or is it just that one that's the each specific time on its own?
Yeah.
That sounds good. Each one on its own is b'shach chol kamecha. You do it in the morning and you do it at night, you do the exact same thing.
Right.
Or do you say, no, it's not. B'shach chol kamecha is defining a day.
By the bookends.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what is that vav doing? Is that vav saying there's two separate things here? There's lying down and getting up, or is it joining the two into a single thing, that there's lying down and getting up is a thing, is a whole order.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. Right.
It's like you can look at night two different ways. It's either the end of day, or it's like at two different states, it's night and day.
Again, you can look at it night and day, and then what? And then what are you going to say?
Then there's not as much of a relation to the two.
Okay, and then you're going to dismiss Don't Chill at Night, or you're not going to?
Yeah, the same way you did it in the morning, you're going to do it at night.
Yeah, if you view night as just the end of day, then it's going to be then it's in relation to the morning, and they're going to do the same thing that you do at night, in the morning, or the same thing you do in the morning at night.
Which is Krishna and Tefillah?
Yeah, it's like bookending, kind of, like, it's like the end of day, or it's just a different stage, and then you can't relate, so it's not the same.
But the thing is that they're both saying it's the same, the only question is there's two ways to do it the same. One is the same by doing this Kriya Shema then Tefillah, and the other way to do it the same is to do Kriya Shema near your bed, right?
Right.
Yeah.
If you learn this way that we've been proposing, I think, then you're sort of saying we don't care. We're not taking into account Smita Vula, like the side that holds you do it the same morning and night. Not doesn't care about Smita Vula. Tefillah, at this point. Which seemed like it should have been the crux of their idea.
Again?
I think if you hold the reason that we do it the same morning and night is because the times are their own individual times, then there's no, like, Smita Segula Tefillah sort of is not a factor. Like, how did they even formulate their,
right.
Come up with their formulation in morning and night?
You're asking a question?
Yeah, because you would just say, so have the have Krishna be its own thing, so related to Tefillah. Have it be in the morning and night, but not be the last thing in the at night and the first thing in the morning. You wouldn't say have Krishna and then Tefillah, morning Krishna, then Tefillah at night.
I mean, the daytime one is called Tefillah. I mean, yeah, right. Now, the nighttime one, if you say that they're the same, then I guess you're also doing Tefillah. But I'm not following your point there. I'm not following what you're arguing. Okay. You can think about it if you want to. I don't follow what you're trying to talk about. Maybe you can try to clarify.
Well, I think, like, besides the whole, you do it sort of on the bookend. So that side, for some reason, their idea of Krishna overrides the idea of Nikas Gula with Tefillah at night. Or they... Maybe you can say they just don't hold of that. I'm not sure. But then, for some reason, the override is there. So according to the other side, you have to say why, like, it stands, I would think. I do say it's not a muscle about that. So I guess it's possible.
So maybe like this. This is, I think, similar to what Ken and Gershaw said. Is that, see, let's assume, okay, let's assume it were really B'shach Pov Gemacha, literally, like when you lie down and when you get up, right? Kind of like B'shach Maisai. So then it would definitely be, it's like you're bookending your day. It's like when you wake up. First thing you do when you wake up, you're lying down, and then you stand up and you say Shema. And then the last thing you do, you lie down, and then you say Shema. Right? So really be like the way you start and end your day. Right? If that were the case, that would be like what it, that's what it sounds like. It's like Pshat and Pesukim, right? Pshat in the Pasuk is that way. B'shach b'chol kumecha, when you lie down and when you get up. Right? Now the pasuk Lima, the Torah Shabbat, that tells us it doesn't really literally mean that. It doesn't literally mean when you lie down and when you get up, right? But it means Bizman Shabbani Adam Shachum Abra Shabbani Adam Omdam, right? It's Bizman. So question is, do you learn that means? That means really, it's nothing to do really with when you're getting up and when you're going to sleep. It really just means there's two times. The time that the day can be broken up into two times, the times when people go to sleep and the times when people get up. And Kriya Shema has to take place in both of those times. And Shachar and Kamecha are just ways of identifying those different stages of the day. Essentially, the idea is that you have to do Kriya Shema in these two distinct stages of the day. The getting up is Zman, and the went to sleep is Zman, right? It's not really about you bookending your day, or you're getting up and you're going to sleep, or anything like that. It really just, it could have said Yom V'Layla, but it's not Yom and Layla, it's not the whole Yom, it's not the whole Layla, it's the Zman, it's basically two Zmanim in the day, which the Torah is saying is Krishna should take place during those two Zmanim, right? Where do you learn now? And really it is a din. Really it is a din. In like Shriva and Kima. It's like when you're getting up when you're going to sleep. Right? It really is a din that you're saying it when you go to sleep, when you get up. The only thing is halachically, you don't have to literally say it when you get up and when you go to sleep, in bed, whatever. Rather, it's mitzaref. It says the kibbutz shemayim becomes mitzuraf to your going to sleep, and you're getting up, not by your particular getting up and going to sleep, but by doing it in the zman that most people are going to sleep and getting up. So it's like you're mitzaref it to your shliva and to your kima via the zman shliva and the zman kima. Okay? You're not mitzaref it to the shliva and kima actually, right, through literally doing it samach, you're getting to bed and going to sleep and getting up. But rather, it's through doing it in the zman shliva and the zman kima. Since you're doing kriya shma on the time when people go to sleep, that's the mitzvah after you're going to sleep. And since you're in the zman when people get up, that's the mitzvah after you're getting up. Via the abstract quality of the zman. But you really are doing it with when you go to sleep and when you wake up. It really is a din of your kriya shma. Like bookending like your day by the when you go to sleep and when you wake up. It's just, again, it doesn't halachically set itself up based upon your actual going to bed, but it sets itself up by the zman. Stephen the Zion came up. But again, the concept is still one of relating to your mita, relating to your waking and waking and going to sleep. But again, the other way, the first way was no, it really has nothing to do with your going to sleep and your waking up. It really just means there are two times of the day, and the kriya you have to like supposed to qualify the day. Through having two times of the day, having kibbutz shemayim, which two times? The times when people go to sleep and the times when people wake up. Who's mandam in the yom? It's nothing to do with your shliva and your kima. Right? It's just it's a way of identifying two different zmanim. So the point is like this. If you say that it really is a din of relating to the shliva and relating to the kima, it really is when you wake up and you go to sleep. But the way it relates to your getting up and going to sleep is through this zman shliva and this zman kima. So it's basically the mitzvah of kriya shma is really to be mitzuraf to your mita via the zmanim, right? But it's, again, the zmanim create a tziraf of the shliva, of the kriya shma, to your shliva and to your kima. So if that's the case, now if you're trying to be mesader, kriya shma and tefillah, trying to be Masada, Kriya Shema, and Tefillah. So you're not going to set up Tefillah as a mafsik between Kriya Shema and your Mita. Right? Rather, you're going to do it Kriya Shema Samach L'Mita. So because the Mitzvah de Raisa is set up that really Kriya Shema is Samach L'Mita. Be via this man being a Masada. Right? Through this man, Shiva, this man Kima. But if you're just going to add in the mitzvah of tefillah in between, in the interim, like intervening, so then that in a sense is undermines or takes away the tziruf of the kriya shma to your bed, right? It's not the proper way to be misadar it. And the say there should be that you keep the tefillah away from the mita, right? On the other side of the kriya shma, right? This way you could still have the kriya shma being more mitzuraf to the mita via the zman, right? But if you learn that no, that really shachlech kumecha, once you see shachlech kumecha, doesn't mean when you lie down and you sleep, it rather means the zman. So basically it just means you're doing the mitzvah of kriya shma during two zmanim in the day. Two zmanim in the day. The zman of people going to sleep and the zman of people getting up. But basically just repeating the mitzvah of kriya shma twice. Now, what's the way to do Kriya Shema? So you see from the morning, the way to do Kriya Shema is mitzvah tefillah. That's the proper way to do it. So then if that's the Seder and the proper way to do the mitzvah, then you do it twice. You do it both twice. You do it the exact same way. You're two parts of the same mitzvah. So it's like a question of what the din, and the Torah says that you don't actually do it while you're going to bed and you're waking up and going to sleep, but rather you do it by as much of Ne'adim Shechel, Ne'adim Kamim. How far does that, okay, well, how much does that change it from the plainest shot of Shechel of Kamecha?
So if the Tzirf is the Zman, then why do you need, how can the Tefillah be a Mafsik, be a Hafsik?
Right. So that's what I think. It's like, it's not actually ethic in the technical sense. Because like you said, there's no din that you can't do anything in these things. Right? But it just means that conceptually the Seder, it like goes against the concept. You know, if you're trying to set up a Seder, since the idea is that the Kriya Shema should be Mitzurah to your Mita via Zman, so it's like by being Masad there to have a separate Mitzvah or a separate Avodah in between them, it intervenes in that. I know it's a Mastic and it's not going to work, but it's like it's not Pesechel. It's against the concept that Torah is trying to create. It's trying to create like a relationship between your Kriya Shema and you're going to Beth. And now here it is, you do your Kriya Shema, then you finish your Kriya Shema, then you start getting involved in a different avodah of Omer and Hashem, and then you go to bed. So it's like even though it's true, it's not that Tziruch doesn't have to happen through actual smichas, but it's through Zman, but if you add in an intervening avodah, it goes against the concept of what the device is setting up. So it's not going to be halachically a hafzik, but it's not the proper way to be Masada. It's a question of Seder, like what's the appropriate way to be Masada these things. I don't know if anyone's going to say anything's ma'akev here. The question is, what's the appropriate way to be Masada?
But like the Tziruf of Zman is like a Megala,
the thought. Right. Yeah, right. It's the Inyan of the Araisa. Megala is Inyan. So now your Seder should follow that Inyan. Yeah, right. Right. Right, so I guess according to this way of learning, everyone's holding intrinsically the din of Gula Tefillah is really only in the morning. I guess because of the Svara, that's the real Gula. But then it's like this is dealing with it. There's Shofar Gula Malchus shows you this mitzvah has two parts. And there should be like a parallelism, if you will, between the Kriya Shema Shachar and the Kriya Shema Shlavos. But not intrinsically because of the Geula Tefillah at night. Whereas the Svara way was learning its machlokas about whether there's a din of Geula at night, Geula Tefillah at night intrinsically. The same Svara that it would be by morning would be by night. I guess within both of these it's saying is the intrinsics of Geula Tefillah is only a day. The only reason you do it at night is because the parallelism of Shachar of Gemara, the two ways of learning that. Right? Yeah. Yeah, what do you guys say?
Do you think, is there machlokas to be defined between the Ebi's Amas?
Oh, I don't know. It could just be the machlokas is, if you say there's a Svara, how convincing is that Svara of Sviyasko Tfilo is only during the day because that's when you're emotionally moved by the Geula? Like, originally, that was, the question, I guess, is what's the other side? First side saying, in another way, first way of Svara, The one who says it's only Yom, because he's saying Shmizkula is when you're emotionally moved, and that's only by Yom. Question is, what's the Svara for the other side? He's saying, is this Balayla also? Do you say he has a different Svara? He holds, no, it just goes by the conceptual idea involving Tengula. Or do you say, no, that's not a good Svara? It definitely is the emotion experience of Gula, and therefore, intrinsically, Gula Tefillah really is only daytime. But then you're going to have to say the reason why you're doing it at night is because of a different reason. You know what I mean? So it sounds like he doesn't buy the Svara of doing it by Gula at night. It seems like the second way he holds it, it's only intrinsically, it's only really by day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Any other questions? Comments? Okay, so the sugya continues. I mean, I don't know. I have to see what I'm going to do next week. I mean, the sugya does continue about Ashkivenu. There's a question about Ashkivenu and Gula Aruch Tudam Yonet, some other things like that. So I have to decide if I wanted to continue to go further or pick up on something Pesach related. So I'll have to see. I'll have to see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I guess I'll decide before Tuesday. All right? All right.
All right, thanks.
Okay, yes, so have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Okay, have a good Shabbos.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.